Brazilian music has always reflected the country's mood, from the fast-moving rhythms of samba to the soulful sound of tropicália. A few decades ago, when Brazil was a dictatorship, music was a way of speaking out. Now, a massive corruption scandal casts a shadow over Brazil's government, the economy is in turmoil, and the music captures today's worries and frustrations. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Rio de Janeiro.
It's Rappers Night in Rio's North Zone. We're in a skateboard park on a scruffy patch of concrete by a highway. This place is a world apart from picture postcard Rio. Here you won't find tropical beaches and fancy malls. This is Rio's flip side, a world overshadowed by poverty, drugs, and deadly violence by gangs and police. It's after dark. Dozens of young Brazilians are here in flip-flops and baggy t-shirts, listening to music that tells stories about their world. Luis Felipe steps into the ring with his story about what it's like around here to be young, fatherless, and black in a country where the far right is on the rise. That derisive cheer was for a reference to Jair Bolsonaro, an ultra-nationalist who's second in the polls for next year's presidential race in Brazil. In this part of Rio, singing about life means singing about politics. That's why this music matters, says Felipe.
Pobreza só vai aumentando, a fome só vai aumentando.
Poverty is increasing. Hunger's on the rise. So is the number of people in prison. There's crime and a lack of public education.
This event's called a cultural circle. It's part of a project promoting art in the neighborhood. The local authorities allow these rappers to perform so long as the music stops at 10 p.m. João Paulo da Silva is a regular performer here. He says those who are poor and of color struggle to be heard in a society blighted by what he calls structural racism.
Da
Silva believes this is all about giving people a voice, just as Brazil's musicians did with the Tropicália movement. Tropicália is an artistic movement that sprang up in the late 60s when Brazil was a military dictatorship. It became a form of resistance to the government and turned Tropicália musicians, such as Gilberto Gil and Caetano Veloso, into cultural heroes. They remain huge celebrities in Brazil and beyond.
The music from tropicalism, 50 years after that, they're still talking about our problems from Brazil. We are still listening to tropicalism as a kind of music that talks with our reality until today.
Fred Coelho from the Catholic University of Rio is an expert on Tropicália and its musicians.
They made a song about how it's dangerous to walk in the street because the wolf is coming. So it's like we have to walk underground, you
and
know?
And the wolf is...
The wolf is the police, you know? The wolf was the army that was arresting people in the streets and tortured people at the moment.
That song, Enquanto Sei o Lobo Now Vem, is by Caetano Veloso. Vamos passear nas veredas no lobo. Brazil's dictatorship ended in 1985. Coelho says Tropicália still particularly speaks to young, marginalized urban Brazilians.
The dictatorship was a long time ago, right, in Brazil. But for them, the idea of oppression is the same. They know that could be arrested anytime about their color, about the place that they live.
Rima do campeão, rima do campeão.
Back at Rappers Night, João Paulo da Silva uses his cell phone to pull up the words of his favorite Tropicália song.
Domingo no Parque, do Gilberto Gil.
Domingo no Parque, or Sunday in the Park, a classic by Gilberto Gil, written in 1967. For fun, he tries it as a rap.
O rei da brincadeira é José, o rei da confusão é João, o trabalhador na feira é José, outro na construção.
Time's run out. It's 10 o'clock. The music must stop. The crowd leaves quickly, evidently keen to avoid an encounter with the cops. A young black woman called Carolina Lopez arrives, too late to perform. In a cafe across the road, she runs through one of her raps about empowering black women.
Preta no poder, preta, preta. Preta no poder.
Primeiramente, para mim, a música é o canto da alma, né?
Lopez calls this music the song of the soul.
A gente canta o que a gente está sentindo no momento, o que a gente vê, o que a gente acha que as pessoas precisam ouvir, né, no nosso ponto de vista.
We sing about what we feel and what we see, she says, and what we think people need to hear. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.